Today is Thursday, July 1st, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Today was a busy day, even though I took the day off work. So yesterday, when I got done recording, we did our walk, and then I just wanted to go get a grilled chicken sandwich. And actually, we found another place. So Freddy's Steak Burgers, if anybody wants to know, Freddy's Steak Burgers actually sells a grilled chicken sandwich. And although there doesn't exist a good grilled chicken sandwich. They're just usually the grilled chicken is overcooked and stringy, and it doesn't matter. I've not had a good one. If there are any fast food places, even at a restaurant, I've not had a good one. Fried chicken sandwiches, sure, those can be good, you know. There are lots of other sandwiches that can be good, but a grilled chicken sandwich is not generally all that good. But Wendy's is about 15 minutes away from where we live in traffic. And the road that the Wendy's is on is a lot of traffic. So Wendy's has a grilled chicken sandwich. I don't like the Sonic grilled chicken sandwich. We do have a Sonic about 5 minutes away from us. I don't like their grilled chicken sandwich. And so I didn't want to get that. And so I thought, I wonder if Freddy's has a grilled chicken sandwich. And sure enough, they have a grilled chicken sandwich. So I said, well, let's, because that's also about 5 minutes away from where we live. So I said, well, let's go there. So we both got grilled chicken sandwiches. And when we brought them back, they put no sauce on the grilled chicken. It was just lettuce, tomato, grilled chicken, bun. There was no sauce at all. I don't understand why these restaurants. McDonald's does the same thing with their fried chicken sandwich, the new one. There is no sauce on it. Chick-fil-A, no sauce on their sandwiches. No mayonnaise, no mustard, no special sauce, no nothing. And so I don't understand that. Why don't you put something on it? It makes no sense to me. The fried chicken sandwiches, well, no, that's not true. The fried chicken sandwiches, they also don't put anything on. So I don't understand why a chicken sandwich gets short shrift, so to speak, because it's just, you know, why would you not put a condiment on there? Makes no sense to me. But anyway, but we got it. So we actually had bought, there is a Chick-fil-A sauce now that you can buy at the grocery store. And so we had bought a bottle of that. So we got that out and put that on there, and it was good. And then we just had baked Lay's potato chips because, again, they're lower points because they're baked and not fried. And then I had work that I need because, as I said yesterday, work was really busy. And I had meetings all the way up until, I don't know, probably, I think I said 6 p.m. or something like that. So I had meetings all the way up until 6 p.m. And I didn't really have time to do the little admin-y type stuff that I needed to do. Just the little, you know, niggling, hanging over, just stuff. So I thought, okay, I'll either do that in the evening after we do our walk and all that kind of stuff, or I will just spend a couple of hours on Friday. No, I won't spend a couple hours Friday. I'll spend a couple of hours on Thursday doing them in the morning. So I also got a text message from my stepdad that said, hey, we need to switch the days to get your attic work done. And I know I've mentioned that, you know, we have this big open space in the attic and I wanted to have a floor put down and stairs or steps up to the space because it's a little bit higher. And because I want to start being able to put stuff, I want to put shelves and put storage there for Christmas decorations and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Even some of the studio equipment that I have that doesn't have to be used all the time, that could also go in the attic and that could save the storage space in the garage. I even have some speakers that I take with me to Pride 48, and I have two sets of speakers. And so, you know, those could go in the attic as well. I think the only thing that I'm worried about is I don't really know what the temperature, you know, what some things can be stored at. So when will plastic start melting, for instance? And maybe it's way hotter than it would ever get in an attic, but you know, it gets to 100 degrees here. And as we know, Portland, Oregon can get to 114 or something like that. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I need to figure out, and I've Googled it, but it's hard to say. They'll just say, oh, you know, you want to stick to, I don't know. I haven't found a definitive answer of what you would want to keep in hot temperatures in an attic. And I'm also afraid if I put paper or wood that it'll catch fire if it gets too hot. So I don't know. But the storage space is invaluable. It's really good. It's going to be really good storage space. And I was excited about getting it done. But they were going to be coming on Friday, which we're leaving early in the morning on Friday. And so I had been a little bit worried about that anyway, because the last time, as we all know, the last time they were here, Now, I don't know if it was them or the electricians, but the last time they were here, the garage door was left wide open and all the lights were left on in the attic, and the door to the attic was left open, and it was hot. And the attic was, you know, leaking hot air into the rest of the house. So I wasn't too happy about that. The other thing I did last night, So we just watched TV. I didn't really do anything, but I did, because I was looking for the theme song to Butt First, I pulled out a couple of old laptops and I found this thin laptop, because I thought maybe I should just take this thin laptop with me to St. Thomas instead of taking my big heavy laptop. Or I could just take a tablet or my phone, or I don't know. I always find that I need either a computer or a tablet, though. At the very least, so that I can play Netflix on the TV in the hotel room or something like that. But I don't know. So I was looking around. I was trying to figure out. But I had installed a different operating system on it, and I don't think I have time to do all the upgrades or the necessary changes that I was going to have to make. So I'm not sure if, you know, if I'm going to be able to do that. Unless I do it tonight, but we still have to pack, so I don't know. And so anyway, I also had to record. I didn't have to record. It was a joy to record But First, which is my Big Brother podcast. And so my podcast with Big Fatty, so it's both of our podcasts. But the only thing that I was a little bit concerned about was, well, is there enough information for us to record an episode? Because Big Brother doesn't start until July 7th. And Fatty wanted to do a kind of a preview show. And normally when we do a preview show, they've already released who the cast is going to be, and we know we can go through each cast member and give our first thoughts and, you know, read their bio and make fun of their bio and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. And we can get a lot of content out of just the cast list, but they had not released the cast list. And so anyway, we recorded and I was able to finally find the theme song. It took me a minute. But I was finally able to find the theme song, and we recorded. It was myself and Fatty and Sam in the Hinterlands and Faye, the Faye driver, and Moose P and Archer. So it was all of us, and Chris from New Jersey, from Tennessee, from wherever he's from. He could not be bothered to make it, but he is going to be on the show whenever he can be bothered. And we actually managed to squeeze about 45 minutes out of basically no content, talking about the house and, I don't know, a couple of things that had leaked out or that there were articles about. So that was my evening. And we'll talk about what I did today on tomorrow's show. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.